Welcome to Daily Leadership Lessons, where we explore the principles, practices, and habits of successful leaders. Each day, we will delve into a new topic that will inspire you to become a better leader. From communication skills to emotional intelligence, from building trust to creating a vision, we will cover it all. Join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's learn together how to lead with purpose, passion, and clarity.
Great leaders are thoughtful and deliberate, not impulsive and reactive. Effective leadership requires self-awareness and emotional regulation. All leaders have two sides of themselves, the rational, thoughtful self that makes considered choices, and the impulsive, reactive, self-driven by raw emotion. Great leaders recognize these two selves, observe them in real time, and make deliberate choices to respond from their thoughtful, rational side rather than reactively. This allows great leaders to be in control of themselves and the situation rather than controlled by their emotions. Great leaders notice their emotions, question their assumptions, and take responsibility for their behaviors. By doing so, they can avoid impulsive overreactions and poor decisions that undermine their leadership. The two selves. Within every leader are two selves, the rational self and the impulsive self. The rational self, this self, is controlled by the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for rational thinking and decision-making. When operating from this self, a leader is measured, thoughtful, and capable of making deliberate choices. Their actions come from a place of reason rather than raw emotion. The impulsive self, this self is controlled by the amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for emotional reactions. When operating from this self, a leader is reactive, rash, and frustrated. Their actions come from a place of impulse rather than reason. Recognizing the two selves in real time. The key is for leaders to recognize when these two selves show up in real-time situations. This self-awareness allows leaders to consciously choose how to respond. There are several indicators that can help a leader identify when their impulsive self is taking over. Strong negative emotions arising, like impatience, frustration, or anger. A compulsion to dig in one's heels and defend their position. An absolute conviction that they are right. An urge to take immediate action based on their emotion. Strategies for responding deliberately. Once a leader notices their impulsive self showing up, they can employ strategies to engage their rational self and respond deliberately. Label the emotions. Putting a name to the emotions creates psychological distance and self-control. Recognizing I am feeling impatient rather than just feeling impatience allows a leader to reflect before reacting. Watch for stubbornness. Noticing an instinct to dig in heels or defend a position indicates the impulsive self trying to take over. A leader can pause and consider other perspectives. Ask what else could be true. This question counteracts the tendency towards confirmation bias when the impulsive self takes over. By considering other perspectives, a leader can respond rationally. Take responsibility rather than blaming others. A leader can reflect on their own responsibility in the situation and focus on what they can control their own behavior and response. Examples of thoughtful leadership. Consider a few examples that demonstrate how great leaders recognize their two selves and respond deliberately. Diffusing employee frustration. When an employee expresses anger about a new policy, a reactive leader may become defensive and dig in their heels. A thoughtful leader pauses, recognizes their own rising frustration, and calmly listens to understand the employee's perspective. They then explain the rationale for the policy change without judgment. Handling critical feedback. Upon receiving negative feedback, an impulsive leader might lash out at the critic or dismiss the feedback entirely. A thoughtful leader breathes through the initial emotional reaction, thanks the critic, and reflects on what there is to learn from the perspective. Controlling impatience as a deadline approaches, a leader may feel rising panic and urgency. A reactive leader expresses impatience by pressuring the team. A thoughtful leader notices their anxiety, reframes the urgency as enthusiasm, and motivates the team positively. Conclusion: by developing self-awareness and the capacity to recognize their two selves in real time, leaders can respond thoughtfully and deliberately, rather than impulsively and reactively. Key practices include noticing emotions, watching for stubbornness, questioning assumptions, and taking responsibility. With reflection and experience, great leaders strengthen their ability to override their impulses and act rationally for the greater good. This thoughtful leadership builds credibility, earns respect, and drives results.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Leadership Lessons. Please share with your colleagues and friends, and please join us again for our next Daily Leadership Lesson. We wish you a productive, effective, and fulfilling day.